So first of all, I want to ask you, how is the competition going so far?
It's going great. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Every day there's different symposiums to go to. There's a vast majority of people from around the world. And so it's just nice to meet those people, see what they're working on, and see how the work relates between countries.
Well, I want to talk about your project, and I've got a piece of paper here that has a brief description on it. So I'm just going to read it for a second. So it says, aerospace electronics are typically built with radiation-hardened components to shield against cosmic radiation. However, these components are expensive and outdated. His, meaning your research, analyzes this integration of commercial off-the-shelf components into aerospace systems to decrease cost and improve efficiency. What does that mean to the layman like me?
Okay, so basically, there's a significant amount of radiation in space, and just as that radiation would cause problems in our bodies, it's going to also cause problems in electronic components. So typically, to prevent those problems, we're using radiation-hardened parts, which are, have some radiation tolerance to them. They're not going to fail. Those parts are expensive, they're outdated, and they're scarce due to the manufacturing complexity. So what I'm looking at is integrating just commercial parts, something that you could go online, buy yourself, much cheaper, but it's not necessarily meant to take a large amount of radiation. So that's the first part of my project, was looking at a commercial device and putting it in somewhere with a lot of radiation and just seeing how long it'll last in that environment. And so that has significant applications to the aerospace industry, especially as space exploration moves towards the private sector. These companies are not going to have as much money on their hands as, say, the government would previously. And so they're going to be especially experimenting with the trend of moving to commercial components.
So does the grand prize winner get cash or anything like that?
Yeah, the grand prize is a $75,000 cash award.
Wow. Christopher, you're a senior right now. Are you heading off to college in the fall?
Yes, sir. I'll be going to the United States Naval Academy.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And again, thank you so much for joining me. That's Christopher Panewski from Davidson. He's a senior at the North Carolina School of Science and Mathematics, and he's competing with other high school students from around the world this week at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair in Arizona. Christopher, thanks so much for getting up early and talking to us.
Thanks for having me.